Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment in Caring for the Ill. We left off yesterday discussing the challenge of, on the one hand, trying to properly fulfill the mitzvah of assessing the needs of the ill and probing to a certain extent, and on the other hand, respecting people's personally imposed limits and not wanting people involved in every aspect of their lives. We were discussing just how difficult it is to toe that line. I just want to give one or two practical pieces of advice. Let's say I have children in the same school that the ill person has children. So I know they're going to have carpool needs. So I could do one of two things. I can either say, what are you doing for carpool? How are you going to handle this? Now, if the person doesn't like people invading their personal matters, this is already going to make them uncomfortable. If, on the other hand, I say to them, you know, I drive carpool Thursday mornings, would it be at all helpful for me to pick your kids up on the way to school? I'm going anyway. So I did not invade your personal needs. I didn't ask for your whole story. I just mentioned that I'm doing something anyway. Will it help? Now, if the person turns me down, it's okay. So they're probably okay on that front. You could follow up, can I help in some other related way? If they take that offer from me, then I can follow up a little bit. How else can I help you with carpools? What other matters can I help you with? So that's just, I think, a practical approach. If it's about me and my schedule and fitting it to you, that's very different than finding out all of your needs. But in the end of the day, we really have to be very sensitive to people, but we do have to try a little bit to find out more. So that's the first halakhic mitzvah aspect of visiting the ill, to find out their needs. There's a second aspect which surprises most people when they hear about it, which is davening for them. Part of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is then and there to daven for them. Just to take a moment, it could be a person says a chapter of Tehillim. It could be a person just says quietly. They don't have to hear you davening for them. A person just says quietly, Hashem, please give them a refuah shleima. I was reading an article about this recently, and the author pointed out a very interesting thing. If a person works in the medical field, a doctor or nurse, they can fulfill this mitzvah so many times in a day. And they just suggested that a person just after visiting a room steps back into their office, or after visiting a series of patients, just steps back into their office and sits down and just says a very quick prayer for a number of people. It's a fascinating thing to think about. Along the lines of prayer, I want to make a few more comments. One is, there's a very famous idea that at the bed, actually at the head of a bed of a sick person, is a place for Hashras HaShechina, for the divine presence to dwell. There's a famous Rashi when Yosef goes to visit his father Yaakov near death. It says in the Pasuk after their conversation, it says, Vayishtachu Yisrael al-Rosh HaMitah, that Yaakov bowed, Rashi understands it, towards the head of the bed, because Rashi understands that Yaakov perceived that the presence of Hashem himself was at the head of the bed, so he bowed there. So to daven in the presence of the ill person is to have a prayer in a special place of divine presence. And that should be a schus, that should be a merit, that the person is healed and the prayers are listened to all the more so. There is an interesting halacha. If you're davening in the presence of the ill person, you don't even have to use their name, being that you're right there, and as we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, kaviyachol, as if, is right there. He knows exactly who you're talking about. A few comments on the topic of prayer. It is traditional when we daven for anything involving rachamim, anything involving compassion for a person, whether that be that they need to become better from an illness, whether that be that they need a job, whether they be that they need better understanding in their family life, traditionally we use the mother's name when we daven for a person. So for example, you would daven for Yitzchak ben Sarah. You wouldn't daven for Yitzchak ben Avraham. If on the other hand, we are referring to the person just in an identifying way, like for example, they're getting an aliyah in shul, or someone who gets an aliyah is making a misha beirach for their family, not davening for a sick person in their family, just making a general misha beirach, for those we use the father's name. The mother, the presence of the mother in her own right, is supposed to arouse a certain aspect of rachmanos, a certain aspect of divine compassion. And that's why whenever we pray for someone's needs, we use the mother's name. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.